season. And perhaps the sweetest premiership of all. And strike around the body. PSC loves it. They've got the chocolates and he might have the chickens.
All right, gather round. Look each other in the eyes. Put your game faces on and strap yourself in because it's time for the Monday Waffle Podcast.
Welcome to the Monday Waffle Podcast. You're joined with Grady Wolfe and I'm with Andrew Murdoch. Andrew, welcome.
G'day, Grady. Good to be here, as
Good
always,
to
on the Monday
back
Waffle.
With you. I haven't been with you in a while.
I know, it's been too long. We're busy bees on work experience.
But nothing beats the Monday Waffle Podcast.
Never.
And I love coming in on a Monday night. So the round that just was, round 14, it was a big round. Lots of expected wins, a few close wins, and some absolute dominations as well. Should we run through the round?
Absolutely.
So first up, we had East Frio, was it? Yeah, East Frio versus Swan Districts. And Swan Districts, is it their fifth straight loss?
It's their sixth straight loss now. And East Fremantle hit their fourth win for the year. So they're two games clear from the bottom of the ladder.
What's happened to Swan Districts this year?
They just haven't been able to pull it together this year, unfortunately for
them. Maybe we should try an interview next week.
Definitely.
Stay tuned next week, next episode. Andrew and I are getting an interview. Then we have the Royals and Thunder. This is the old derby that used to be because Eagles used to be affiliated with them. So Thunder went down. That's second loss in a row after the bye, was it, I think?
Yeah, and what it does is it just means that Perth stay in contention for the finals, or East Perth stay in contention for the finals race. So do Peel, and there's a bunch of clubs, West Coast and West Perth, all sort of on one win apart that is separating, fighting
tight,
for that fifth position.
It's a very tight year this year. Like it's good to all, besides Swan Districts, it's good to see that every team is really putting it, like they're all in throughout the whole season. It's not just tapering off for the end of the season, protecting themselves for next year.
And that fifth
everyone's
spot,
giving it them all.
That fifth spot in particular 100%. Could really go to about one of five different clubs at the moment. So it's pretty exciting.
Perth are back on the winning streak taking down the Bulldogs. So that was a pretty close game though.
It was kicked after the siren. Gordon Narrier kicked a goal after the siren.
Yeah.
Former old school, I believe, and he's only new to the club this year after having a go at AFL level with North Melbourne.
They'll be stoked with that recruit.
Absolutely. So
the usuals had their good day for the Dogs. Mason Shaw, is he leading the goal kicking at the moment? Pretty sure he's up there in the most goals scored this year in the Waffle, so good on him.
But it was really good of Perth to beat. So Perth were fourth place, South Fremantle were third place. Perth beat them, so that's a psychological win and also ties them level on points, so sort of solidifying their spot in the top five. And if they make finals, it'll be the first time Perth have done that in 22 years, which
they
is
need
very
that
exciting.
On.
And their fans are really building up
they're
for it this
up.
Year.
Hey, they need that leading into the bye this weekend. And Subi, we're always going to win it, in my opinion. They took down the Tigers.
1-2, very, very close on the ladder.
On Sunday. Yeah. The usuals, Horsley had a good game. Sokol kicked two. That was, I did back in Subi, but Subi is my team. So
Subi got off to a really strong start and it looked like they were going to win comfortably. Then Claremont fought back towards the end to make it only an 8-point margin.
That's good for Claremont though. Puts him pretty close second still. And then the Eagles absolutely dominated. But only in the last quarter, was it? They just fired up. I don't know how, but Chaz Flint from the Eagles we interview in this episode and he runs us through what he thought happened.
Absolutely. And so it was a massive win for the Eagles and they kind of jumped into fifth spot, which is pretty exciting for the club, I would imagine.
And I think Jake Waterman and Petrucelli will be knocking on
about
the
11 goals between
11
them.
Goals between them. So I think they'll be both knocking on the Eagles' AFL door very shortly.
And on the weekend, big win. And it's kind of been a bit of an up and down season. You guys are finding some form. You guys kind of really kicked away at the end. What do you reckon was the main driver behind the weekend's performance?
Oh, I don't know. I feel, it was a bit of a grind all game. But then the midfield really got on top in the last quarter. And, some good delivery to the forwards. I think Jake Waterman had a pretty big game, which definitely helped us.
Yeah, he kicked six goals, I believe, in the end, and he's probably pushing for a Eagles in the AFL team.
Yeah, I think so, especially after the loss.
Is your goal to hit up the Eagles one day, or what's the plan for you?
No, for myself, it was just to challenge myself and go the highest level I could, which is the Waffle.
Yeah, and then speaking of sort of the link between the two clubs, it's pretty historic for the Eagles to have their own side in the Waffle. What is it like kind of playing in that historic first team and how's that whole position been, especially as one of the players who's not on the Eagles list but is part of that reserve side?
Oh, no, it's great. I just enjoy the experience and learning off them. I think it's been pretty valuable to me. Kind of wish I did it earlier, but I'm getting a bit old now. But it's yeah, I haven't regretted it at all.
And what's your training schedule like? Can you talk us through a general week for you guys?
Well, we're pretty relaxed with it. Us kind of like top up guys. So we just normally a Tuesday night, kind of a casual training, and then we'll be with our AMO clubs on the Thursday night, which is quite good, I thought. So, yeah, not too much.
And then what is the culture around the club like? Is it like it's a bit of a mismatch and it's not kind of like a regular footy club where it's a whole bunch of teams all there together, or is the culture building and getting stronger and stronger?
Yeah, I feel like the culture's been really good. You don't really feel like you're there as a top up. Everyone really embraces you, and yeah, it's been good.
So you guys have Subi next in 2 weeks' time, not this weekend, next week. How are you guys preparing for that?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, we only played yesterday. I wouldn't have a clue, but yeah, they're pretty good. So hopefully everyone's going to be cherry ripe.
Absolutely. And what were the expectations? You only had a limited pre-season, but for the whole team, did you guys know what to expect and how you'd go? Because you find yourself kind of middle of the table, just jumped into the top five. Was that kind of what the expectation was, or you just didn't know, or what was the go there?
I have no idea. I'm assuming, yeah, we were all expected to be right up there with the list we've got. We're finding form at the right time of the year as well. So, I don't know, I think sky's the limit at the moment.
And what was it like kicking your first goal for the side?
That was good. The boys got around me. It's good to get that one out of the way.
Was it a good celebration?
No celebration.
Love it, love it. Thanks for your time today. And stay tuned for the next episode of Waffle. You'll be on it.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Ledge. Andrew, you were at the Eagles game on Sunday where they took down West Perth, and there was a crowd of 3,000 people because it was their first home game at their new stadium. What was the atmosphere like?
Mineral Resources Park. It was really great atmosphere. So Eagles, part of their conditions of them entering, they're not technically allowed to have any home games, but this was designed to be their open day, and that's so they had it. So it was West Perth home game, but played at Mineral Resources Park, where the Eagles AFL side's new base is, and obviously where their reserve side is based as well. And it was a really great atmosphere. I was down there, and there was a massive crowd, and it got me thinking, I wonder how many fans haven't been watching the Waffle in the previous few years, massive Eagles fans, and then jump on the Waffle bandwagon because they now got a side that they might be really passionate about. Well, I caught up with one Eagles fan who's a massive AFL Eagles fan, and this is what he had to say about going down to watch the Waffle side. You're down at Mineral Resources Park for the first time. James, what's it like?
Oh, it's magnificent. It's an absolute state-of-the-art facility. It's a vast improvement from Subi. The turf is marvellous. Had a kick out there earlier, and it's just a great vibe, really.
And you're a massive Eagles fan. Until this year, how would you describe your fan level for the Waffle?
I'd be lying if I said I watched a lot of the Waffle, to be honest. I was, you know, and still am fond of the Claremont Tigers and follow their Facebook page and stuff, but I haven't been to a game in a really long time, so the Waffle Eagles have really got me back engaged with it, to be honest.
And so overall, do you think it's a really good thing for the competition to have the Eagles have their own team, and why?
Yeah, I reckon it is. You know, like, it just gives more exposure to the game. It pumps a bit more money into another goal for the Eagles. They're 8 goals up now. But, yeah, I think it just a lot more interest in the game, a bit more money. I think the Eagles are pumping a bit of money into it. And just adds something extra, doesn't it?
So as an Eagles fan, what's it like coming and watch your league, your team's reserve side? Is that pretty exciting?
It is, because you get to see the guys that you kind of read about and don't really get to see play, like Francis Watson. I haven't seen him play for a couple of years. He's had a really good game. It's really good to see Jake Waterman duking them really well and playing good footy, and I love Petrocelli.
All right, James, thank you very much for being on the Monday Waffle. You're listening to the Monday Waffle with Andrew and Grady this week. Grady, it's a split round over the next two. So round 15 is split over next weekend, starting with East Fremantle playing Peel Thunder, and then West Perth playing East Perth in a derby there at Joondalup Arena. They're both on Saturday between 2:15 and 2:40. Then over onto the next weekend, it is Subi versus the Eagles, which will be a nice first versus fifth. South Fremantle versus Swan Districts, which would be about 3rd v 9th or 10th, so it would be a interesting challenge for Swan Districts. And then Claremont versus Perth, which could be shaping up as a real blockbuster cash at Claremont Oval on next Saturday, the 27th July, to finish things off.
Claremont always perform at Claremont Oval, so that'll be a absolute belter.
And a really good test for for Perth, no doubt, on their finals push. Grady, it's time for the Monday Rumble, the most anticipated segment of the week each week.
I love arguing on a Monday.
Let's get ready to rumble!
The Monday Rumble topic this week, Grady, is can you support more than one team in one competition? What do you say?
I say absolutely not.
Why is that?
Because you've got to be a loyal fan. Like, if you've got your team, you back them through and through, and, like, you can't go, oh, I'm going to go for Subi this week and Claremont next week, ha, ha, ha. Like, you go through and through. If I wanted to back Subi, I will back them till the day goes down.
All right.
Or the year goes down.
Are you allowed to have a soft spot for another team in this one competition?
The only exception, in my opinion, is if your boyfriend or partner or family member plays in the team.
Then you might have a soft spot.
If I had a boyfriend who was in, say, Eagles, or if I had a boyfriend or a cousin or a little brother, or absolutely not, Andrew. I'd very happily independent. if I had a cousin or a brother who played for Swan Districts and I go for Subi, then I'd have a little soft spot maybe, but I would still go for Subi. It's loyalty. Loyalty's number one.
So, but if your partner or your boyfriend or your cousin does play, you're allowed to go for them as well? What's the answer? Yes, no?
I think you'd go for them as a person, not the team.
So you're staunchly no.
I'm staunchly no.
Well, I'm staunchly yes.
Okay, hit me why.
Well, mine's a pretty lame reason, but mine was when I was growing up, I used to go for Hawthorn for some reason when I was about. But then also when I was about 8, I liked the idea of the Demons, like the Melbourne Demons.
So did I.
Demons were cool.
I loved their song.
Yeah.
And that's why I went for them for a period of about 6 months, and then Dad was like, snap out of it, you're a Dockers fan. And I was like, okay, I'm back to it.
But it just found my way going for two different teams.
Yeah,
and
I transitioned. I only went for one.
Yeah.
Like, I went Dockers blatantly to Melbourne, back blatantly to Dockers.
But I think what it has done, it's split my passion. So I'm not a particularly passionate supporter either way. So maybe that's come at a cost for me. Like, I do go for both, but I don't think it's working very well because I'm not very passionate either way.
So there we have it. The Monday Rumble again argues and we agree to disagree.
No worries. Catch you next time.
Let's go!